to REA's DOWG Random Thoughts. I'm REA's DOWG. Listen. It's the anonymous fish tank. I like my fish tank. I don't care. Today I'm going to talk about jobs you don't want to do. But before I talk about jobs you don't want to do, I just want to talk about a few things. Get it off my chest there. Speaking of chest, been getting like crazy irregular heartbeats. 5 or 6 of them in a row is just kind of crazy. God, I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I'm coming home from Sam's Club shopping, and I'm about to pull into my parking space. I see this old, big, rusty-ass bucket. I'm looking at it. Also, old rusty bucket driving it, but that doesn't count. That doesn't matter. But he's about to pull into my parking space. I'm like, no, this ancient Jurassic Park guy ain't gonna pull into my space. Started backing up into my space. I was like, what are you doing, guy? That is not your parking spot. So he rolls down the window acting all stupid. Huh? Excuse me? I said, this is not your space. It's my space. Oh, it's your space? NSS. That means no blank, Sherlock. So he pulls out. It just irritates me when people know they're doing wrong and they act like they're stupid that they don't know what's going on. He knows that's not his parking space. Why don't you park your old ass in the visitor's park and walk down? I don't care. Shoot. Parking my space is so irritating. Alright, listen, Chicago. Chicago Bulls. That's my team. Only person who played their asses off last night was Derrick Rose. Come on, Carlos Boozer. Are you a boozer, a loser, or a snoozer? You gotta pick up the pace, son. You gotta be his Pippin. Like how Jordan had Pippin, you gotta be his Pippin. So, know your role and play your heart out. Now, I'm gonna talk about this kid for a second. Let's just call him Mr. Dummy. Because I'm not gonna give his YouTube channel, because that's his goal. He wants people to go to his channel. Mr. Dummy. I've got, my channel is breaking down in 3 categories: music videos, short films, and random thoughts. You don't have to watch all 3 categories, you don't have to watch any of them. But don't sit there and tell me you should stop doing your random thoughts because you're not getting any views and you're wasting your time and you should go back to making music videos because I'm a big fan. Well, Mr. Big Fan, out of that whole statement, there's one thing you said that's true. If I was working for a big time network like Fox, then my show would definitely be cut because it's barely getting 100 views plus. So in those respects, I could see why you want me to cut this show. So that being said, putting that aside, as far as you saying I haven't done any music videos for this year, let me think. We're in April. That means 4 months has gone since we hit 2011. 4 months. Now I'm going to roll some footage of videos, music videos I did for this year. Roll the footage.
Really? That's the way you feel? Oh, shit.
Shit. You heard? Ain't nothing but anger here. Yeah.
Anger. Such a powerful emotion. Don't. Yeah. Don't let it consume you. It's bound to eat away at you.
Down here. First it was scary, now it's my show. At least I still have on the earth, oh well.
My inside is dark and it filled up with heat. And my plan is to bring down the United States. Antichrist has nothing on me. I'm sitting in the flesh, I'm here to. And the name is Mr. Obama. And I am.
Age of five, I had to struggle and fight just to stay alive, and the level of abuse.
Well, I want to know, listeners, I'm calling you, so me a starving man, me not having a job, me on the food to eat, me a dangerous man. What you want to tell no people, man, sir? You hear that?
No walking, I got to get serious, sir. Thank God, all the things got tougher. These are the times that I'm most dangerous, sir. So when I got, I must put my trust, sir. No walking, I got to get serious, sir.
So you see, Mr. Big Fan Sir Dummy, that's quite a bit for 4 months in 2011, isn't it? So I'm not the only response I have to you. Action speaks louder than words, so this is my response. Hold a pen. Now, let's get the show started, shall we? I need an optimator. Okay, so, let's see, when was it? Probably, yeah, Friday. I was in the Massachusetts area, and, oh, one more thing, Mr. Dummy. It's called Random Thoughts because it's random thoughts. Now, yes, the show's topic might be about a certain thing, but random topics are in the mix, so don't complain about that either. Just don't watch it. Anyway, I was traveling in Massachusetts, and folks, you have to have seen this to believe it. I wish I had rolled the cameras. I really did. I mean, the biggest guy you could ever see in a big orange shirt, rolling and dancing in a pizza, spinning this pizza sign. I almost got into a car accident when I saw that. I was like, there's no way I would ever do a job like that. He just looked like a big fat pumpkin. I'm sorry, a big fat scary pumpkin, actually. That was just the funniest thing. That made my day. That was funny. So here's to Mr. Fat Roly-Poly Dancing Pumpkin from Massachusetts. Thumbs up. You made me laugh. LOL. Oh, that was funny stuff. That's a job I wouldn't want to have. I mean, sign spinning. How much money could you make sign spinning anyway? I know it cost a lot of money to do it, because I looked into trying to get my stuff on one of those things. It's expensive. But I can imagine they're not paying that well, because most of the clientele, or most of the workers, I should say, are really young, and they're probably taking advantage of them. So, but some of them are really funny. Like this one guy, he's in Enfield, Connecticut. And you know those tax, income tax, I can't remember the name of the place. Liberty Income, I think, something like that, Liberty Taxes. And this guy, I mean, you could tell he was definitely listening to headbanging music. He's got his headphones on, he's spinning the sign, he's going nuts. And it was just hilarious. He made my day too. But that's a job I wouldn't want to have. Another job I wouldn't want to have is the guy who's got to go into the, when the septic explodes and you gotta go in. I mean, you're literally up to crap and you're walking through with that boots. I mean, how could you go home you just smell like crap? I mean, they probably make money, but that's a job I still wouldn't want. Why would I wanna walk around in crap? It's just, what if I slipped and fell in? That would be disgusting. Like this TV show I was watching, I can't remember, but this guy's job was to clean the elephant crap, I think, and he slipped and his head fell in the elephant's butt. So I was like, oh no, that is just gross. Ugh, boy. Whew. Talk about a hole in one. That was oh boy, that's a job I wouldn't want. Would you want that job? I mean, slipping and falling inside the hole? I mean, what if your head got stuck and then the elephant sat down? You'd be dead. Whew, that's a job I would. What else would I want? I wouldn't want to be a garbage cleaner. I mean, you know, riding around on those garbage trucks, although I think they make good money, but you just get a permanent stench of garbage. Filth. I don't think I would want that job. I don't think I would want that job at all. Back to Mr. Dummy. I forgot to mention this. Let's say I went to your channel, Mr. Dummy, and you talked about the color pink. How you love pink. You love pink everything. Pink buttholes, pink bunnies, whatever. And I said, I don't think you should talk about pink buttholes and pink bunnies and pink, because pink is a feminine color. So I think you should just change your channel and talk about blue. You were telling me to go to hell, right? So that's what I'm telling you, go to hell. Alright, back to my discussion here. What other jobs wouldn't I want? Think about it. I guess I wouldn't want the job of a politician or a lawyer for obvious reasons. I mean, that's self-explanatory. They're one and the same. I don't think I need to explain that, do I? They're one and the same. So what else? Although they make good money, the lawyers anyway. I don't know how much money politicians make, but I wouldn't want to be one. I wouldn't be one because I'm not going to lie, and I'm not going to try to cheat someone, and therefore I won't make it in that profession, and I won't be part of the New World Order. So skip that idea. You could stick it in their pink buttholes like Mr. Dummy. So, what else? What other jobs wouldn't I like? I would not like to be a school bus driver, especially in the state of Massachusetts. I will not like to be a school bus driver. Do you know that the school bus driver is not allowed to get out of his seat even if they yank on his seatbelt and throw stuff at him? Are you crazy? Yeah, whoo! You throw something at me, I am getting out of the seat, I'm whooping butt. Care what you tell me, I'm whooping some ass. Then throw stuff at me and tell me you can't get out of your seat. Oh yeah, watch me get out of the seat. So that's a definite. Needless to say, I wouldn't want to be a teacher either, because there's no way you're gonna learn. And if you're not gonna learn, I can hear some of the people. Oh, you're always talking about hitting and beating up children. Shut up and know your role. Or is that know your role and shut up? However it goes. What other jobs wouldn't I want? There's probably plenty of other jobs I don't want. What jobs do I want? I want a job working for myself, obviously. That's the best job in the world. Would not want a government job. I just don't want a government job with their unions and all this stuff. Oh, please don't get me started on that. Phew. So anyway, yesterday was a pretty horrible day. It's rainy. And so I decided to step out and go to the computer show. Colgan's Computer Fair, just in case you're in Massachusetts or Hartford, Connecticut area, whatever. So I went out there to East Hartford, went to the computer show, and picked up some software, some new video editing software. So I'm hoping to try it out next weekend. Hopefully the weather is good. Try that out. But how many of you guys are into remote control toys like cars, airplanes, trucks, helicopters, whatever? Just wondering, because I went to the computer show and I could not resist. I went by this one vendor and he was flying this helicopter for us, a small mini one. I was like, that doesn't cap my attention. But I saw